Good afternoon.
We are back with the Fantasy Podcast. Your boy, Sports Guy David, and my gracious host, Sugar Free Lucas.
This podcast is brought to you by ProNoia, P-R-O-N-O-I-A, THC-free CBD sports cream.
I'm telling you guys, all you gym rats, all you guys that like to run in the morning like I don't, wish I should. And you know, your back is hurting because you drive 4 hours a week or 4 hours a day, whatever it is, put this shit on it and you'll feel amazing. Every time I have a hangover, put it on my big ass forehead, actually kind of getting my wrinkles away, and it's fantastic. And it smells good. Use promo code TUFF for 20% off your first purchase. P-R-O-N-O-I-A CBD on Instagram. Go follow them on Instagram and TikTok. They have all these cool videos, exercises, cool little snacks you could get for some self-love. And there you guys have it. ProNoia. Bad. Woo! Man, to start off this podcast, I do quickly want to tell you guys, all fantasy football heads out there, I did the first time in history a 21-man, three-team trade on fantasy football. And it took me 2.5 hours to construct and a little bit of convincing to approve. So it's a little colluding. I do not promote colluding, but we might have a little fun. It's me and my two boys. Shout out to my boy Ben. Shout out to my boy Big Brando. Brando, we're all 3-6. Whoever wins will sacrifice our best players for the greater good. So he got Davante Adams, Austin Eckler, Tony Pollard, and CeeDee Lamb.
Oh my gosh.
He gave up Allen Robinson, Amari Cooper, Tyler Boyd, Jordan Howard, Courtland Sutton, Boston Scott, and Jerry Jeudy. That's what he gave up. I got in return DeAndre Hopkins, Jordan Howard, Boston Scott, Damien Harris, Jerry Jeudy, Laviska Shenault, and Kadarius Toney. But look what I gave up. Adrian Peterson, OBJ, Davante Adams, Tyler Lockett, Antonio Gibson, David Montgomery, Tony Pollard, and Devontae Smith.
So Ben, it was a three-team trade?
Yeah, and then so Ben, he got fucking the most. He got AP, Allen Robinson, OBJ, Amari Cooper, Tyler Lockett, Tyler Boyd, Corin Sun, Devontae Smith, and David Montgomery.
I think the first guy won.
Yeah, that's who's the guy who has the most wins. We're trying to push him into the finals because he is seventh. He's seventh right now, tied with two people for fifth. It's the sixth best team. So, we threw him a bone. He did give up a lot of players, and if you really look at it on paper, he gave up a lot, you know, for these players. So it's not as unbalanced as it sounds.
We have a question here. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. No. Go right ahead.
So we have a question here from Monir. Mac Jones or Russell Wilson? This is a good question for tonight. I think Mac Jones is a good start against that Atlanta defense. But these past few Thursday night games, really crazy. Lamar Jackson got destroyed by the Dolphins. So I don't know if you're into that, but I'm definitely into that. I'm into like understanding what's going on with the trends on these primetime games, and it kind of scares me.
I like Mac Jones over Russell Wilson. He does not look good with his finger. He doesn't look 100%. I was going to say another Sierra joke. Man, Sierra. I do like Mac Jones this Thursday versus Atlanta. I'm over Atlanta. They could give up 43 to the Cowboys. They could give up at least 20 to the Patriots. And the Patriots are rolling right now. They always find a way to roll, and they're fucking snowballing in a good way. But there you guys have it. I'm in fifth place in our fantasy league. Lucas dropped to ninth place. I need to put the standings up.
Goddamn.
I've been so busy. Yeah, Lucas fell. You're still much in it though. You're not like far away from.
Every week it's just something, man. Like,
yeah, you're in ninth place. You're 4-6, but you're only behind the second 4-6 guy by 40 points. And then I jumped all the way to fifth place, and I versed the third place guy this week. So, and you had a tough game. You lost by 47 points. But yeah. If your guys projected how they would have won touchdowns and tight ends, who are sitting at third right now.
Damn.
So, yeah, it's a lot of crazy stuff in our fantasy league. Go ahead and follow us, tough_fantasy. But let's get right into this. I guess you can start off first. Lucas is our quarterback expert. So we let him start it off with the sleepers and sitters for quarterbacks.
All right, so sleepers this week. I got a bunch right here. So Matt Ryan versus New England. Yeah, I think the Thursday night things are going to continue. I think Matt Ryan's going to bounce back. This is what the Falcons are, and they're just going to catch New England on a weird Thursday. Cam Newton versus Washington football team facing his old coach. I love Cam Newton. I love that he has a week to prepare. He already got a touchdown on the ground last week. I think he's a must-start if you need a quarterback, and I think that they're just going to get things rolling, to be honest. Matt Rhule wanted to work with this guy when he first got hired. Didn't get the chance. He probably has some things that he's been wanting to put in. So, yeah. Jimmy G versus Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville is going to be soft. I like Jimmy G. I like the fact how they played last week. It was very surprising against the Rams. They looked like they were attacking downfield, making good plays. So maybe that's a turning point for this team in the offense. I would love to see that. Jalen Hurts versus New Orleans. He's one of the best quarterbacks in fourth quarter. And honestly, he started to look like he could do some things against Denver, putting up 30 very quickly. I like that a lot. And lastly, the Heineken bottle versus Carolina, just because Washington football team look like they're starting to get things going on offense, and why not?
I do like all these ones, but Matthew Ryan, you see I put Matthew Ryan because he doesn't like that name. Well, guess what? I don't like the way you've been performing. I'm not going to like how you've been performing. You're the reason why I have used most of this Pronoia bottle here. It's this goddamn stress you put, and I had to use it on my big-ass forehead here. So, yeah, I'm not liking Matt Ryan. Cam Newton, though, I might start in one of my leagues. I'm kind of desperate right now. Oh, wrong one. I'm kind of desperate in my leagues right now. Jimmy G, because I have Jacksonville winning this one. I think Jimmy G will give you a good enough outing if you're really desperate. Jalen Hurts, I have the Eagles winning, so I do like this one. I think he'd give you points because, you know, he'd get on the run. He's the miniature version of Kyler Murray, who's the miniature version of Russell Wilson. So he's a mini version of someone else. And then Tyler Heineken, I like that. I think it might even be a shootout at some point. He is looking pretty good, but they need Logan Thomas back for sure to be a lot better in that offense. So walk us through your sitters you get. Or are we gonna? Oh, okay. Yeah, you can do that. Oh no, I'll start with my wide receivers. My bad, I forgot how we did it. Yeah, Brandon's not here. We're missing you. All right, let me go with the wide receivers here. Here's some deep sleepers for you guys. I'm going with Marcus Johnson. Who the fuck is that? Let me tell you the fuck that is. That is the Titans wide receiver who stepped up big last week. Now that Julio Jones is on IR, this guy is the next guy behind AJ Brown, and he's kind of been a little inconsistent. So Marcus Johnson, wide receiver 2 for the Titans. Next, Kendrick Bourne for the Patriots. He had a really nice catch last week, and I think that could continue. Mac Jones looks like he found a connection. We liked him in San Francisco last year, so I like this again. And my boy, Robbie Anderson. My guy, my boy Cam Newton got defibrillators and revived his whole career because Robbie Anderson is back. I know he only had like less than 40 yards in the touchdown, but just his energy, Cam Newton is going to be in the game the whole game. Last week, he threw for a touchdown, ran for a touchdown. That's it. You know, so he's going to be in the whole game. Robbie Anderson is his boy. He's going to hook him up. I think he's going to have a great game. The ex-Panther, I'm going with Dan Arnold for the Jags. You know, Trevor Lawrence has been struggling here and there. The run game, James Robinson's out. They're going to go with Dan Arnold. They traded for this guy for a reason. I mean, they traded away CJ Henderson. They wanted something in return. I'm going to take Dan Arnold as well.
I think the coolest one is Robbie Anderson because probably got dropped a lot early on. And Marcus Johnson, opportunity to pick up something. Maybe he gets, you know, a lot of looks in Houston. Probably going to try a lot of new things. But I don't agree with Dan Arnold at all. I don't like the Jaguars players at all this week, especially against San Fran, who's kind of starting to roll a little bit. Dan Arnold, man. Hey, Arnold, where the hell? But that's it. I mean, that's a pretty good list. I do agree. You're not going to defend Dan Arnold? Okay.
Oh, well, hey, they traded for him for a reason. Shout out to my boy Tommy Tremble stepping up for the Panthers, too. I mean, he hasn't been doing much. I got a bunch of rookie cards, though. Tommy Tremble.
You know what? I think you were just trying to speak that into existence so you could raffle off those cards or something.
Yeah, maybe, you know.
All right, should we finish off our sleepers list?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you got to tell me the sitters for the quarterbacks.
Oh, okay. So we're going to do our quarterbacks first. I mean, shit. All right. So I'll do my sitters, Kirk Cousins versus Green Bay, just because, damn, you know, this is kind of hypocritical from what I said earlier when I said the Vikings could do well on offense. But honestly, their offense does start with Dalvin Cook. I think when Kirk Cousins is still the focal point, that they just don't win the game. So I think you got to get Dalvin Cook going first. And plus, just Green Bay is just a really good team. Like, they got Kevin King, Adrian Amos stepping up in that secondary. So they might just shut shit down for the Vikings just because that's what a good team does. They just look like a really scary playoff team. So if you're not too sure about Kirk Cousins, maybe just stay away from him. Russell Wilson versus Arizona. This offense has just been looking bad for so long. The wide receiver's non-existent, and I think Arizona's going to bounce back and get to the quarterback and Russell Wilson. I just don't see it. I'm sorry. And then I said Justin Herbert versus Pittsburgh. You got to consider Justin Herbert maybe not playing well. I mean, the fact that they played well, too well last week. These last couple weeks have been really weird. This last month has been really weird. And the way that Pittsburgh could get after the quarterback, I know TJ Watt, something's going on with him, but at the same time, this defense, this is Steelers defense, man, and they could just take away things. And the way that Justin Herbert and company has been playing, this is another one where, like, if you got a better option, like, I think you just play it safe, to be honest. It's starting to be playoff time.
Yeah, I do like all the guys you picked. Kirk Cousins, I think he'll start through Dalvin Cook. Russell Wilson, yeah, we talked about it a little earlier. I'll pick Mac Jones over Russell Wilson, and if you told me that in the preseason, I probably would have slapped you silly. And Justin Herbert, yeah, it looks like he's been struggling. I know Micah Fitzpatrick is out for this game, most likely. And Ben Roethlisberger might be out this game. But TJ Watt might be out for this game. But I think Justin Herbert needs to – this game is going to determine a lot, especially for us Charger fans. Like, okay, see what he got. Because we know he got it. It's just see if he could continue. All right, moving on to my sitter wide receivers here. I got Mr. Rogaine himself, Tyler Lockett. My God damn it. I am so tired to having Tyler Lockett on my team. I traded him away. In the trade I said earlier, 21-man team, I just wanted to get Tyler Lockett. I would have traded him for a lint roller, to be honest, because I have more usefulness out of a goddamn lint roller than Tyler Lockett on my fantasy football team. Yeah, for the first 2 weeks, it was awesome. But what happened after that? 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. I'm over Tyler Lockett. I'm over Matthew Ryan. Over it. And I'm over it, and I'm going to stop talking about it. Tyler Johnson, I know he had a lot of looks now that AB's out, but once AB's back in and Gronk, I think Tyler Johnson is just going to fall back into the shadows of the bench. Next, Nelson Aguilar for the Patriots. I think Kendrick Bourne is the first option, and then you got two. And then I think Hunter Henry is the second option. You even got Jonnu Smith there, but I think Nelson Aguilar will be the third, fourth option in that offense. I think it's all Kendrick Bourne right now, and I think he's going to have a good second or third quarter of the season left. Well, however left games are left, whatever. He's going to have a good rest of the season.
Yeah, that Tyler Johnson was really interesting. I didn't know you had that. But, I think the Giants are going to have a good game against Tom Brady, so I'll agree with that for sure. Tyler Lockett, goddamn, it's so sad to, like, where he's been. Like, goddamn, I feel bad for telling you to draft him. He did play good in the beginning of the season.
You told me to draft him and OBJ.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, hold on to OBJ for a little bit. Just give me some chance. Give me a chance here. hopefully he gets you a W in playoffs or something, and then I think you'll be, like, slobbing me or something. I don't know. And then Aguilar. Oh,
pause.
And then Aguilar versus Atlanta. Goddamn. He just get no love over there in New England. But honestly, New England's been playing pretty damn good. Like, shit, I don't know what he's been doing all year, but maybe they do something tonight. Shit.
The Patriots are going to win, bro. Fuck out of here. All right. We're going with the running backs now. Combined list that me and Lucas came up with.
I'll start off with sleepers because these are my boys right here.
Deontay Foreman. Let's fucking go. AP McNichols haven't been doing the job, so Deontay Foreman is going to be the foreman of the running back room, and I think he's going to do good. Pick up this dude if you haven't already. I know a lot of people have. He still might be available. Next one, Mark Ingram. I know that's your boy. He's going to Kamara looks like he's going to be trending down, not going to be able to play. Mark Ingram is going to step up and be big in that win or in that loss. I'm going to take Philly in that one, but I think he's going to be a key player. Whatever the outcome is. Wayne Gallman for the Atlanta Falcons here. Patterson is most likely going to be out. Wayne Gallman is that guy to replace him. And I think he's good enough. Next one, Devontae Freeman. They cut Le'Veon Bell because they want to get a practice squad guy in. Le'Veon Bell actually had a good game. But Devontae Freeman is that guy there now. And those are the sleeper running backs.
Devontae Freeman. Going against the Bears defense, I don't like it. Okay, it's a tough run defense. I'm going to just have to disagree here. This is one of the few ones I disagree with. And I just think that they're going to be like versus the Dolphins. They're going to play catch up. So he's going to be out of the game script. So they might not even run the ball. It's going to be kind of raining over there too. So it might just be hard to even get anything. Chicago, like, they're going to embody everything Chicago, the Windy City. Titans.
Well, we did get Chicago to win, so yeah.
Yes, we did. Might just be wrong on that shit. Titans, Dante Freeman. I like that name. But versus Foreman. Houston. Foreman, sorry. Goddamn, you got me saying Freeman.
I know, I was saying it all morning, yeah.
Dante Foreman versus Houston. Goddamn, I mean, he might just run all damn day. I mean, Houston, get the fuck out of there and get the W already. They want to leave. They're already planning their mimosas after the game. So, yeah, I like that. Mark Ingram, that's my boy. I like that because I got him on fantasy. I want him to run the ball. Kamara did not practice today, and he'll probably eat. He's the leading rusher in history in New Orleans. He's going to continue that. And then lastly, Wayne Gallman. Goddamn. Atlanta, I believe in them. I believe in them.
I mean, if any guy – Patterson, they utilize him a lot. I think they would try to do that with Gallman. He got to fill up
those – Dude, stuff. If Patterson doesn't play, this might open up a lot of things for their offense just because they focus so much on him. Like, they'll have to, like, look for something else. So
that's also true, yeah.
So I like that. Hopefully they finally get, like, Calvin Ridley or something going, man. Get fucking Pitts going. Damn. Yeah, I would love that. All right. Because Belichick would get his heart on watching a tight end. All right. We're going to do running back sitters. And I pick Jags running backs. I know that Agnew and Robinson had a huge game last week. But San Francisco, their defensive line gets me going. So I like that.
Whoa. It gets you going?
It gets me going. So they're going to stop whatever the Jags got going on. Josh Jacobs. Damn, Josh Jacobs has been doing nothing lately. And I feel like this game is going to be a shootout more than anything. It's Cincinnati and the Raiders. So I just don't see Josh Jacobs getting back to form. It's kind of sad to see because he's like one of the top talented running backs. But I just don't see it. Hopefully he gets things going around later, though. And then lastly, DeAndre Swift versus Cleveland. I think Cleveland's defense is going to be playing mad. I think that they're going to have all the time in the world to do or whatever they want to do on defense. They're going to look like how they embarrassed the Bengals a few weeks ago against the Lions.
I agree with you. We can move on. Just kidding. Fucking James Robinson, my guy. That's the only guy I didn't trade on my team. I cannot let go of him. I told everyone to pick him in the fifth, sixth round last year. Everyone thought I was smoking that fucking Boston pack, but I wasn't. James Robinson is that dude. And he will get it going even with a great defensive line. He'll get it on with the air. Even Carlos Hyde. I like Carlos Hyde and Agnew, who also plays wide receiver too. So that's the chances of you getting some points. He had a 66-yarder last week. I think the Jaguars can get super creative against this 49er team. That's what they have to do. Urban Myers, he might pull some college shit out. And I see they're going to bite him in the ass or maybe win in this game. Maybe actually winning this game. I actually think the Jaguars are going to win. Jaguar David at the helm right here. And the other two guys you have, Josh Jacobs, yeah, dude. Been pretty absent for top five, top 10 running back you drafted in. It doesn't seem like it was worth it. Kenyon Drake took a lot away from him. And DeAndre Swift against the Cleveland Browns. It's the Lions. I mean, they're going to try to get something going. But, yeah, Cleveland Browns are just a more talented team. So I could see the Cleveland Browns just stopping everything. And Jared Goff might not even play. He didn't even practice today. So I don't know who the Lions are going to play. So that's a toughie. If Jared Goff ain't playing. I mean, I was playing – just real quick story. I was playing my boy Big Brando last night. We were talking about stuff. We're playing in Madden. And I was the Rams. And he was the Patriots. And we're playing the old Madden because I'm Broke Boy 3000. So I had Jared Goff. Couldn't throw over 30 yards. I was pissed. I threw in Blake Bortles throwing fucking Hail Marys, 60-yarders, 80-yarders with Blake Bortles. I was winning, got too cocky. I put in Heckler, the punter, and he was throwing farther than Jared Goff. Heckler.
Damn.
But story more, and I won that game 31-26. I got a little too cocky because I left the punter in, and there was a total of 26 interceptions throughout the whole game. And Heckler threw a touchdown. I was trying to prove a point that I could score on him with a punter, which I did. I threw a touchdown from Heckler to Cooper Kupp for like 50 yards. Threw a bomb, dude. It's crazy. Cheat code.
I don't know where – I'm so lost now. I have no idea what to say after that. That just threw me that just threw me off.
Started with Derek Goff to Heckler. But there you guys have it, man. We're running through this shit. Fantasy football, we're going to go with a bet. Quick story time. If you guys didn't know, Bovada loves fucking up my mental health. Well, he's fucking up my wallet, too. I'm having issues. My account is disabled, so I wasn't able to get it back up. And credit card issue, I don't have my physical card and all this bullshit. So Lucas does have a
bet. He actually got, like, scammed from a Nigerian prince, like, legit. Like,
yeah, like I had $60 in my account, Broke Boy 3000. They took away $31.77, leaves me with what, $29.23. I'm still the richest dude in Nigeria with that much money, so I ain't even really tripping. I did get it refunded back, though. Shout out to Wells Fargo, but it's just a whole thing. My account got compromised, so I'm unable to do a bet. But Lucas is here with an eight-teamer, so show us your eight-team parlay, eight-legged parlay.
No, please say please. But I got a $5 eight-team parlay to win $573.96. Don't forget the 96 cents. Colts plus nine versus the Bills. We talked about it on the preview podcast. Like I think the Colts will win this one. I think they'll keep it close for sure. So I love them on the spread. I got also the Giants plus 12.5 versus the Bucks. I think the Giants could win that game. I said they would win that
12
game.
12.5?
Yeah, plus 12.5. That's a really good damn spread right there. So,
yeah.
Very nice. Carolina Panthers minus 2 versus the Washington football team. I'm buying points on all these because you got to. I think they're going to win this one. Cam Newton going to get his revenge on I don't know. How is he getting revenge, actually? He's just going to fuck up his old coach. Over 46 for the Viking and Packers game. I didn't want to bet on it just because that one had me nervous. The Bears plus 200. Yes, I got the Bears money line. I got the over for the Washington football team and the Panthers at 41.5. And I got San Francisco minus 5 against the Jaguars. And lastly, over for the Cowboys and Chiefs. 54.5.
Ooh, 54.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I thought I hit the under for that. So that kinda scares me.
You hit the under?
I thought I hit the under. So boy.
The only one, like, if I would have bet the Bears winning the Ravens. We talked about in the preview podcast if you want to go check that out. I like everything at 12.5. Okay, yeah, buy points when you're doing that to manipulate the spread. Always. Who cares? Manipulate it. Okay. Yeah, that could take us trip to Vegas right there.
$500. Fuck it. We'll sleep in my car.
We only need one drink all night, and that's a Fat Tuesday. The size of all, like,
any girl you dated below 5 foot, this is the size of them. And it has a necklace. Where is it? Oh, it's in my trunk. And I went to Vegas not too long ago for my birthday, so it's in there. It's tall shit. 40, I think it's 40 some ounces. No, it's like 80 ounces of slushy.
Holy shit. That's alcohol. Crazy.
That's the way you do Vegas. One drink all night, and you get discounts every time you refill. So, whew. 22 minutes.
That's a brand new record. Goddamn.
To extend this podcast, Pro Noia CBD Sports Cream.
Ad.
For all your fucking aching backs, necks, hands, all that good stuff. Hangovers for sure. Throw the shit on your forehead. All that good stuff. Pro Noia, Pronoia CBD on Instagram, TikTok. Go ahead and follow them. Use promo code TUFF for 20% off. Ad. Well, there you guys have it. And follow us, all social media outlets, TUFF_fantasy, TUFF_chargers, TUFF_podcast. Me, Sports Guy David, and Lucas, Sugar Free Lucas here. And make sure you get yourself some Pro Noia. Don't be paranoid. Be Pro Noia. There you guys have it. Everyone, all the family here. We're missing Brad here. He had to work. Miss everyone here from the TUFF family. We are out. We'll be right back.